Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Cutter Shot Entertainment Reports. A 15 to 20, 30 minute show today. I was scheduled to start at 11. It's 11:15, 11. Almost 11:17. Happy Veterans Day. One of my favorite patriotic holidays. Have my patriotic flag earrings on. Right before the show, Avon customer call. So please, my apologies for the tardiness. I don't want to seem unorganized, but because I am, I've been prepping my schedule for this holiday season. You know how much I love it for us to talk about recipes and holiday season and sports and hot topics, because there are a lot, but definitely might be tardy, but did not want to miss out and did not want to reschedule again. Yesterday, did not broadcast as I thought I would. Had looked like I'd be getting a new job also at a fine retailer here, so keep me in your prayers. You know, we're always talking about that. We're going to talk about where the jobs are and what stores will be open to on Thanksgiving, and some of the hot days to shop will be early in Thanksgiving week, Sunday and Monday, on Thanksgiving, and of course Black Friday, and on Saturday the 29th will be Small Business Saturday. Shop small, sponsored by American Express, and I received some of my materials a couple weeks ago, so definitely looking forward to that. But thank you for tuning in as we were talking about Veterans Day, of course, the Save Dallas campaign, and the holiday season. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and you're listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and big shout-out to the new blogtalkradio.com LinkedIn group, which sent me an invite to connect and network within a group. So we're having some really awesome dialogue within the Black Talk Radio LinkedIn group also. Thank you. Talking about on calling someone a lying son of a B-I-T-Z-H. And this weekend was a celebration of the great ball of the wall coming down. Well, I remember that. I was a teen, in my late teens, when that happened, and that was such an exciting moment in history. Bring down this wall. Oh, yes, indeed. But I'm sharing this on Twitter and on Facebook. Please excuse me if you heard a phone ringing in the background. But I got to profile Reagan in the near future, most definitely. But I'm heading to the Facebook page of We Dallas Fans. It's so always so much news, and it's all of us. It's not just the fans. It's the cast members and the crew and family members of cast and crew also, small businesses. On Small Business Saturday, those of you near South Fork Ranch, definitely show support, because South Fork Ranch is a small business, right? And so it's important for us to participate, if not as entrepreneurs and small business owners, but also as consumers. It's because one of the mottos, or one of the slogans, shop small, hashtags, shop small. Wow. So I'm looking at these posts. Big shout out to Lane Goodwin, Houston, Mackie, my friend in Houston, John Deuce, which you guys know is really my legal counsel, retired legal counsel and friend in prayer, Jay Lucas in Dallas, Cosice Anderson, awesome actor based in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Rachel Waller. Those are a few pokes that I have happening right now. Oh, man. Whew. I know you guys are wondering what I'm excited. First of all, when it's a patriotic holiday, I'm always excited. But then also there are other things going down, and I'm really happy regarding, you know, I'm a person that can sometimes feel melancholy. I don't really get into depression. I don't get into depressions, but I get sad. You know, we're human, right? I deal with happiness, deal with sadness, deal with, you know, times you want to be alone, times you want to be with a bunch of people. You know, all kind of emotions. We're human, right? As long as it's on a normal level, I think we're okay, right? But when you feel like it's not something normal, that's when we seek advice, help, or so on. So first I'm going to go to my page. And you guys know that, you know, the Save Dallas campaign is still going strong. We're still doing what we do. We're still networking. We're still contacting head honchos at different networks regarding Saving Dallas. We would like TNT to reconsider. They expressed to us a few weeks ago that they would not be reconsidering their decision on canceling Dallas. So there are other networks that have shown interest. You visit my page. The short name is Save Dallas TV. The long name is Dallas Fans, Cast, Crew, and Supporter Sponsors Unite. That's the fan Facebook page that I created the day after we received the news. Okay, Alan Clayton, who is definitely one of the leaders in this campaign, he expresses that the CW is the channel where Dallas would stand the best chance of renewal. And he's posted this on my page and on the other pages, Save Dallas page. And, you know, we have many pages anyway, just expressing our love for the show and talking about the show and networking with the cast and crew anyway. But when the show was canceled, that's when the Save Dallas campaign started. But Alan Clayton states that the CW is the channel where Dallas would stand the best chance of renewal. And right now is the best time to act. The CW is co-owned by both CBS and Warner Brothers, the studio that produces Dallas. Everybody now, please send an email and or telephone Leslie Moonves, you know, President and Chief Executive Officer, CBS Corporation in New York, New York. His telephone number is 212-975-4321. Email leslie.moonves, M-O-O-N-V-E-S, at CBS. Ask for Mr. Moonves to please put Dallas on the CW and stating why the CW should Save Dallas hashtag. When contacting Moonves, remember to be positive and polite. Please also keep sharing messages on social media, hashtag Save Dallas, hashtag the CW, hashtag CW, hashtag CBS, hashtag Warner Brothers, hashtag UNs Unite, hashtag CMT, Hashtag ABC, hashtag NBC, hashtag Save Dallas CW, Lifetime. And also, Nancy Williams has been on the 5th. She expressed how amazed she is on, because the numbers have grown tremendously since then, since the 5th. We currently have 755,558 tweets. We did 41,175 in the past 24 hours. As Patrick said on the radio interview this morning, the fan base is expanding and the networks are taking notice. We can still hit a million this week. He said TNT didn't really realize we were here and so committed. Let's show them just how committed we are. Tweet, retweet. So somebody has a hashtag of the Christmas wish. And it's just amazing what's really going on regarding the show. So please like my page and come network with us on my page and join also the other awesome Dallas pages, Dallas TNT, Save Dallas Facebook page. Oh, man, we just have so many official fan pages, some that has been on for a long, long time. Dallas on TNT, Save Dallas. And it goes on and on and on. So, really, thank you for your support. Now, the talk, Twitter and Facebook, I requested them a couple weeks ago. But, you know, Mr. Moonves' wife is the moderator of that show. And I asked them to invite the cast on to talk about the Save Dallas campaign. Ryan Seacrest, who I've networked with for many years since MySpace, since we became MySpace friends back in like 07, I have been asking him to please be a part of the Save Dallas campaign, share it on my Facebook page, on my throughout my social media world, Ryan Seacrest Productions information, to contact Ryan, you know. Also regarding, for his involvement, he has good relationships with not only Fox, but the other three major networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, not to mention Bravo TV and other networks, right? And E, of course, the E channel. So it's good for us to get so many, because one of the first shows to really talk about a Save Dallas campaign was Live with Kelly and Michael. And Michael Strahan mentioned it, and he said he didn't see how see it working, because have they ever really worked? But there's been a few shows that came back because of the cast and fans, but he wished us luck. That meant a lot to us. That meant a lot to us when Globe featured an article about the Save Dallas campaign at the end of October. So, you know, it means a lot, and the campaign is still going strong. One of my friends said we should just give up because it's not like the original show. But, you know, we love the show. We love those of us that love the original, the new version, and just think about the cliffhanger. You know, we definitely need a season 4, season 5, season 6. And, you know, I still want to, ever since I was a little girl, I always wanted to audition for Dallas. But, you know, and we're behind the scenes on that set also. But really, you know, that's just me. And, you know, something I loved in the 80s, speaking of Reagan and Dallas and Prince. But the live streaming has stopped, and it is Veterans Day. So, remember the hashtags are Save Dallas. My sister shared with me a picture from 30 years ago of Linda Gray on the set of at an event or on the set of Dallas, and I'm going to share that picture real soon on Facebook and Twitter. But again, it is Veterans Day, and I love it. There's so much going on. There are a lot of places where veterans have been honored and get discounts and get freebies also. So I think that's pretty amazing. ABC reports how veterans are getting deals and freebies. businesses are thanking veterans today, Veterans Day 2014, with deals and freebies for everything from drinks and desserts. Before you try to redeem these deals, it's a good idea to call ahead and note limitations and restrictions. Some of these deals are reserved for those who have served in the American military and their families, while other promotions are open to everyone. Outback Steakhouse on today. Outback is honoring all active and retired military personnel with a free blooming onion and a beverage. You must show a valid military ID at participating restaurants. Hooters. Active duty and retired military are invited to Hooters to dine for free on Tuesday. Get a free entree by presenting a military ID or proof of purchase. Baskin-Robbins. Baskin-Robbins flavor of the month in honor of Veterans Day is first-class camouflage ice cream, chocolate, salty, caramel, and cake-flavored ice creams. The ice cream chain will donate 10 cents from ice cream scoops sold at all U.S. locations to the United Service Organizations, the USO, USO, United Service Organizations. California Pizza Kitchen. California Pizza Kitchen is offering a complimentary entree from a special Veterans Day menu at all participating restaurants in the U.S. to active and retired members of the United States military. And today, World of Coca-Cola. The World of Coca-Cola in Atlanta offers free admission to members of the armed forces, active duty reserves, and retirees year-round. In honor of Veterans Day from November 8th through Sunday, November the 16th, members of the armed forces may also purchase up to 4 half-price general admission tickets for their friends and family. Military members and retirees can present their valid armed forces ID cards at the World of Coca-Cola ticket windows. Man, when I haven't been in Atlanta in ages, but when I do, I definitely want to go to the World of Coca-Cola. Friendlies. Friendlies will serve free breakfast, lunch, or dinner to veterans and active military on Veterans Day. Applebee's. Service members get a free thank you meal. When you dine in at Applebee's, guests will need to provide proof of their service. Cracker Barrel. Love it. Old Country Store. On Tuesday, today, veterans get a free double chocolate fudge. I love it. I've had one of those before. We had an Avon meeting hosted by Christine Fedorka, who was a consultant district sales manager at the time. And that is what I ordered. Oh, my God, I love that double chocolate fudge Coca-Cola cake dessert. You guys definitely got to go get a free one, veterans. You will love it. If you're not a vet and you buy the dessert or other retail items, 10% of all proceeds will be donated to the USO. That's awesome. Denny's, on Tuesday, active, inactive, and retired military personnel can build your own free Grand Slam breakfast from 5 a.m. until noon at participating Denny's. Red Lobster, from Monday, November the 10th through Thursday, November the 13th, Red Lobster will be thanking veterans, active duty, active serving military, and reservists with a free select appetizer, including the new crispy shrimp, lettuce, wraps, or several other options. That sounds so good. Sleep Number. Through November 16th, Sleep Number is offering current and past military personnel $700 off on Sleep Number M7 bed plus 24-month financing and free standard shipping plus other Sleep Number military offers. Slim Jim launched a Salute the Troops campaign, allowing friends, families, and supporters to personalize Slim Jim wrappers with messages to troops. Slim Jim would donate 1 million sticks to date. More than 60,000 of these sticks will be delivered with personal messages. Great Clips. The salon chain is offering veterans a free haircut from Tuesday through December 31st, 2014. Customers who come in for a service on Veterans Day get a free haircut card to give to veterans, redeemable through the end of the year, December 31st. Red Robin. On Tuesday, veterans and active duty service members can get a free Red Tavern double burger and bottomless fries, dine-in only, by providing a military ID, proof of purchase, or wearing your uniform. Double Tree by Hilton Cookies. I love your Double Tree, especially Campbell Center. And, you know, you guys know the two gold buildings. I love Double Tree. Stay there. New Year's Eve, entering into 2013. Love Double Tree, Dallas. Can't wait to visit the one in New Orleans, too. We don't have a Double Tree here. We have different Hilton Gardens and what's that other Hilton? We have another Hilton that's in Madison because I was invited to tour it before it opened. But those Doubletree cookies are so awesome. All day on today, all veterans get a free chocolate chip cookie in Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio from Doubletree by Hilton with or without reservation. So if you're just in the area and you're a veteran, get your chocolate chip cookies. Your cookie. Marie Callender. Marie Callender is donating to send more comforts from home to the U.S. military for Veterans Day. The company teamed up with USO to Go for the Comforts from Home program, an initiative that delivers care kits with electronics, games, sports gear, and more to troops in remote global locations. With the co-entry found on specially marked packages of Marie's comfort foods like chicken pot pies and apple pies, the donation is made. Golden Corral, Grill Buffet franchise Golden Corral is offering veterans a free beverage and buffet meal on November the 17th from 5 to 9. Golden Corral always hosts their Military Appreciation Day on Monday. So that is awesome. I'm going to go ahead and share this on Twitter and on Facebook. I had shared other information, but I had not shared this. And I have missed live on air with Ryan this morning. I hope I did not miss. I love the segment, Ryan's Roses. Let's see. This is amazing right here. Boy, those are some awesome deal. Oh, Renee Gardner, one of my Facebook friends, and also she's been a Avon rep before, and right now she's a Passion Party consultant. I'm going to be hosting a passion party with her real soon. And she says on Facebook, I just want to say thank you to all the men and women that have are currently serving in our armed services, especially those that are close to me. It means so much. And a special thank you, my brother. I thank God every day that you are able to come home from your tour. So that is pretty awesome right there. So yes, indeed. But before it's time to conclude, because it's getting very near to the conclusion, abbreviated show, but I'll pack with a lot of fun information. Again, happy Veterans Day to you and yours. Definitely thank you, thank you, thank you, those of you that have served in the armed forces. My family is a veteran family. Most of my uncles, cousins, I have a female cousin that's in the Air Force now. She's been in the Army, and now she's in the Air Force. Cousins that, made careers out of being in the military. Most of my uncles are vets. The man that I bear last name, not my biological father's last name, Williams. My biological father's last name is McCall. All four of my siblings had the same father. My sister, who died in 88, resided in Dallas, lived in Detroit and moved to Dallas. Her father, Mr. Everett Williams, I have his last name because I was born in the Catholic hospital, and because my mother was in a common law marriage, I had to be put in my mother's last name. So, to make a long story short, my last name is not only a veteran, but my mother's husband, my older sister's father, was MIA. Body was never recovered. When I was told of the story, I used to think I made some possibilities. He's a POW. He was never found, but it's missing in action. So we definitely have to recognize our veterans, those that are with us and those that are not. I was in the ROTC when I was in junior high school, and that was a very important part of my life. And I was in the ROTC when my late brother, who died in 83, who passed away like a year and a half after he had served 4 years in the Army, boot camp in Georgia, and then the rest of his time was in Frankfurt, Germany. So I definitely must think of my brother. But a lot of my cousins, male and female, when I was in ROTC, I remember talking to my brother, telling him I might make a career out of being in the army business, and he advised me not to, so I don't know. But, to go ahead and focus on my life and the beauty and fashion and music and entertainment world, and he always, you know, could see me getting more involved. I was a political enthusiast when I was a little kid, so he always saw me going more political route in life also. But, you know, that's what armed forces involve. It's, you know, who directs our armed forces? Our political leaders, you know, so that's why it's important, you know, for the armed forces to protect and serve us. But then also, so it's important for them not to be in harm's way and to come home when they should, you know, or when it doesn't make any sense for them to be in certain areas, right? Right. I'm just speaking and talking from my heart, but thank you for tuning in. I want to talk about something. I'm laughing at John Deuce's Facebook page. He's so crazy. So crazy. Oh, my God. This is amazing. He has a picture. Wow. I'm going to share this picture. It's hard for me to really describe what's going on this picture, so I'm going to share it on my Facebook page. This is awesome. I'm going to put, this is awesome. It's a picture of a soldier. Once a soldier, always a soldier. And it's a picture of an elderly man. And his shadow shows like a soldier standing erect, you know. But then the actual picture of the man is an old man holding a cane. And so it's just an amazing picture. Really, it is. I really dig it, and I'm posting it on my Facebook page, and I do my best to post it on Twitter and throughout other pages also. Really awesome. So I'm on air doing this, but I got to post this because I think you're going to dig it too, those of you that have not seen this image. It's really, really cool. So, yay! I'm going to move on and talk about a little bit of holiday shopping, even though I would like to talk more about Veterans Day, to be honest. But it is time. It really is time to conclude the show. But back to what I was talking about earlier regarding the four best days for holiday shopping. I'm looking at Market Watch, and Market Watch says that if you're looking for deals, there is no one-size-fits-all day to shop. According to a study released Tuesday by Savings.com, which examined more than 1.5 million deals from 25,000 retailers between 2009 and 2013, the shopping days with the best deals. This was defined as the days both for in-store and online shopping with the most deepest discounts. For items like toys, apparel, electronics, and novelties vary depending on which type of item you're looking for. Indeed, electronics deals tend to be better in November, while deals on novelty items, this includes things like books, flowers, and candy and wine, are better in May.